Ronnie Laws on saxophone, soprano saxophone. The song is entitled Grace. Don't we need more grace? And not only from our great master, but also from each other. Let's hear another short vignette regarding the saga, the distress, to put it mildly, in Venezuela. And then we're going to head to Japan, find out what's happening there. We're just going to make some rounds. So here we go. The last vignette from Venezuela. Oscar Rojas used to live in one of the stalls in the farmer's market. Everything he had was destroyed. They took all their belongings out onto the street and burnt everything. Goods, clothing, money, just burnt it all. How do you recover what you lost? They were material things, but we had battled to get them. The attacks drove a lot of immigrants back to Venezuela, but Oscar decided to stay in Brazil despite the violence. He asked for help from a task force set up at the border to relocate to the state's capital, Boa Vista. There he'll have to try hard to get support and find another job so I can make a living and provide for my mother, my family. I don't want to go back to Venezuela defeated. Venezuela is defeated. We can't go on like this. Annalise Magalhães, waiting for the same bus to take them to the state capital. He says, I'm very distressed. Because of my children and my mother. I wish I could have them here with me, but I can't. That is what hurts me. I would like to bring them over to get a job and some stability so I can afford to take care of them here. She has two other children, but the pictures she had of them are gone. One of her suitcases was stolen during the shoot. She also lost most of her clothes and her phone. She says, we never thought it would come to this. That Venezuela would be in this situation. I came with nothing. Nothing but my goals, my dream of finding work, bringing my family here and moving on. And the dream has become a nightmare. Thanks for caring, ladies and gentlemen. I know it's rough. It is rough all over, including here in America. And it's very, very rough for many who are here in America. And there's no doubt that we have quite a few people who are working diligently to make it rougher than it already is. Let's keep striving for better. And while we're striving for better, let's also remember people who may be struggling even more than we are. Let's care. Let's keep caring. Okay, let's head over to Japan. Another trip to make. We've been hearing that there are some industries in America, at least one, probably more, where there are more jobs than there are people to fill those jobs. Japan is having some problems finding some workers. Japan's cabinet, as a result, has approved some draft legislation to loosen the country's immigration rules. Oh, is there anything we'll be able to learn about immigration from this article? Loosening the country's immigration rules, that's what Japan's cabinet is moving towards. The relaxed laws would create two new visa categories to allow foreigners in sectors with labor shortages to enter the country. Japan has restrictive immigration laws and accepts few workers from other countries. But new rules could allow blue-collar workers in the construction, farming, and healthcare sectors to work there. Workers in the first visa category would be allowed to work in the country for 5 years and bring their families if they have a certain level of skill and some proficiency in Japanese. Workers with a higher level of skills would qualify for the second visa category and would eventually be allowed to apply for residency. The draft legislation needs to be approved by Parliament and is facing criticism from opposition parties who have expressed concerns about its potential impact on wages and the crime rate. Does that sound familiar? The immigrants are always bringing crime. That's what some say. Japan is a fascinating example of what can happen to a developed country that does not want immigration. The country's birth rate dropped below 2.1, which is considered replacement level, all the way back in the 1970s. It now stands at around 1.4. The country's birth rate dropped from 2.1 to 1.4. You add in the world's longest life expectancy, which is 85.5, and you have a problem. You don't have to venture far from Tokyo to see it either. Schools that have empty, silent playgrounds, rice fields that are tended by old men who have bent backs, so they're in poor health. And they're working those rice fields. Japan has gradually been letting in more foreign workers. There's a local convenience store that's now staffed entirely by young people from Nepal. But technically, they're there as students or quote-unquote trainees. And it's a system that's wide open to abuse by unscrupulous employers. A Vietnamese woman who'd come as a trainee works in a clothing factory. That factory made her work 14 hours a day, 7 days a week. In her first year in Japan, she'd been allowed only 7 days off. In the first year, the first 12 months, only 7 days off. It's clear that Japan needs foreign labor. It's also clear it needs a proper system to regulate and protect its foreign workers. Businesses in Japan have long argued for changes to immigration rules to recruit workers from other countries. But Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has stressed the proposed law is not an overhaul of the country's immigration policy. Japan will only accept foreign workers who have specific skills and can work immediately to address serious labor shortages, only in sectors that genuinely need them, is what he told the lawmakers recently. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? We don't want immigrants here. They boost crime and reduce wages. That's what those who are opposed to having immigrants allowed into Japan are saying. Does that sound familiar? Yes, indeed. Is there enough wealth in this world to help the people who are in dire need of help? Is all this chaos truly necessary? When we come back, let's be ready to take a trip to Malaysia.